Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, According to Your Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Well, if you had faith, if you buy into that, you're agreeing with him, you don't have faith.
That's right.
I need to say that real slow over here on the other side. If you had faith, well, I don't have the faith that I need. Faith would say it does. That's not how faith talks. Faith even calls those things that be not as though they were. Is that right? And it's not based on anything you're seeing or feeling. Amen. And God is not the most excited when all the symptoms are gone.
Amen.
He's not the most pleased when the money's in the account and all the bills are paid. Faith pleases him, and your faith is the strongest when you don't see a thing. You feel the wrong things, you don't see the right things, and when in that situation you're saying, none of these things move me. It doesn't matter. I still believe I'm healed. I still call my bills paid. I still call everything. That pleases your Father greatly. Pleases him. This is what faith is all about. So anyway, he said, if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Verse 23, Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. Can you see the man tried to put all the responsibility on Jesus?
Yes.
Didn't he say, if you can do something, do it.
Right.
Jesus said, no. If you can believe.
Yes.
Come on, can you see? He turned the tables.
Yes, he did.
Right.
Listen to another account of Darby's translation. He said, the if you could, in quotations, is if you could believe. All things are possible to him that believes. The Good News translation says, yes, said Jesus, if you yourself can. Everything's possible to the person who has faith. Is it up to the will of God? Is it just all based on what God can do? No. We don't receive according to the perfect will of God. We don't receive according to the almighty power of God. We don't receive according to what we need. We don't receive according to what we greatly desire. Wanting something won't cause it to happen. Needing something won't cause it to happen. How will we receive according to these scriptures? How? According to what? I'm going to receive the thing I'm wanting or needing, or not receive it, based on what? It's going to happen according to my faith. If that's true, and it's the words of Jesus, we ought to be highly interested, greatly interested in getting us some faith. Is that right? And our faith getting stronger, feeding our faith, building our faith, exercising our faith, releasing in faith. And isn't that what the scripture said? We are justified by faith. We receive by faith. We walk by faith. We live by faith. We overcome by faith. We please God by faith. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Hallelujah. Now, I think there are some people that are trying to replace faith with other things. But you can't. It just doesn't work. You cannot replace faith with anything else. Go with me, please, in the scriptures to Luke, the 17th chapter. You still believing with me? Luke 17. Luke 17 and 5. Jesus had talked to them about forgiveness. And Peter mentioned that he figured X amount of times ought to be plenty to forgive somebody. And then basically, I guess he's saying, you know, then you mark them off your book. You just go, I forget them. And the Lord said, now multiply that. And when he said, well, back up to verse 4. If he trespass against you seven times in a day and seven times in a day, turn again saying, I repent, you shall forgive him. And verse 5, the apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. Which is a real revelation. You forgive by faith, not by feeling. You can have feelings toward folks that's not nice, and yet you have forgiven them. I'm going to say that again real slow. You can have feelings toward people that's not nice, and yet by faith, you have already, not trying to, not working on it, you have already forgiven them, because it's not based on how you feel. It's a choice. And faith is a choice. This is one of the great things to learn about faith. Faith is a choice. Yep. Say it out loud, everybody. Faith is a choice. It's a choice to believe something. It's a choice. Sometimes you'll hear people say, well, I'm sorry, I just can't believe that. That's not true. There's no such thing as a person that can't believe something. What they should say is, I choose not to. By very nature of what faith is, you don't have to understand it to believe it. You don't have to see it to believe it. You don't have to feel it to believe it. You just have to choose to believe it. You know, if I told you something and it sounded amazing to you or bizarre to you, can you believe it? I told you I saw something or I heard something or something that was spectacular or bizarre, and you look at me, what do you have to decide now? Is he making this up or, right? Could you believe it? Yes. You could look at me and go, well, that sounds crazy, but I know Brother Keith, and if he said he saw it, I believe he did. You could. Or you could say, I don't believe that. You're making a decision about me. Not just what I said, you're making a decision about me. And every time it comes to believing God, that's what's happening. You're making a decision about Him. Is He real? Is it impossible for Him to lie? Is He faithful? You're making a decision about Him. And when they said increase our faith, that lets us know, like we said last week, if you say increase my faith, that means you believe you have some.
Amen. That's right.
Didn't just say give us some faith. Increase. That means you believe you have some.
Yeah.
But you're thinking, I need more.
Yeah.
So what did Jesus say to them? The Lord said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed. Now there is the side of this that would deal with what a seed is and how it works, but it also has to do with amount, because that's what they're talking about. Increase. We want more. So he mentions to them one of the smallest things they are familiar with, a mustard seed, which is a tiny seed. Tiny seed. He said, if you had faith like that, you would what? You might say, other translations say, you would say. If you had faith like that, what Jesus say would happen next? You would say. You would say. You would say. If you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you would say to this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root. Now let's just stop right here. Be thou plucked up. Who are you talking to? This is not prayer. I said, this is not prayer. This is not pleading with God to do something about the tree. And yet this is what religion teaches. Beg God to do something with the tree. And if it's his will, he'll do something. And if nothing happens, it must not have been his will. And you just need to submit yourself to the will of God. Well, you do need to submit yourself to the will of God. And the will of God is that he told you to have faith. And not beg, but speak. And believe that what you said. So submit to that. Instead of making up your own thing and replacing what he said to do. That means you're speaking to it. If you want something out of your life, what do you need to do? Beg and plead with God to take it away. Is that what most Christians are doing? Beg and plead with God, take it away. No. What did he say do? If you want something out of your life, well, if I only had enough faith, do you have any faith? Mustard seed is about as small as he could have described to them. He said, if you had faith like that, you would say, be plucked up, be planted in the sea, and it should obey you. Oh, somebody say, thank you, Lord, for faith. What we need to understand is that faith is a most powerful force. You don't need much. I said, you don't need much. Mustard seed faith will rip trees out of the ground and throw them in the ocean. Well, I need more faith. How much more do you need? How much do you need? I know you don't need a handful. Because mustard seed will rip trees out of the ground. Well, I need a lot. How much you need? You need a truckload of faith? That'd blow the universe apart. You don't need a truckload of faith. How many believe you have some faith? Then you got that much. You got that much. Is he teaching them? And in the teaching, there's some correction and there's some understanding. They're saying, we need more, we need more. Did he say, yeah, you're right, you need a whole lot more? No, what did he say? Let me paraphrase. You need to use what you've got. You need to release what you've got through your words.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, According to Your Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 3rd, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.